I'm Ralph Burr.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most resilient podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Not much. Good week. Good week. How's everyone else's week going?
I've had a whirlwind.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I moved in to a new apartment.
Ooh, where?
Yeah.
Same ones?
No. No, I'd be pissed if that's where we decided to live.
Oh.
From moving out.
And then moving back in. Into the house.
Yeah. No, I moved in 156th and Giles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
That is a far away from where you've originally. What made you go there?
My girlfriend was like, I like these apartments. End of story.
Oh, really? That was it? Like,
and that was it.
I went and I looked and I said, all right, let's sit down. Let's do some numbers. And we did. And we can afford it. So we got it.
Nice.
I didn't even look at another apartment.
Two bedroom.
Nice. Yeah, so I'm going to have my own little nerd cave.
That's always good, though, when you get in a fight, because then you can just go in the other room and be like, fuck this, and then slam a door.
I can't wait. That's why we did it, just so that I could have more fights with my girlfriend.
I never thought I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to use this room when we have a fight, but you will. Living together.
Or just like demand a fight to go play video games. You know who's stupid? Your mother. I'll see you later.
I'll show myself into the other room. No need to yell.
Put a little doghouse above the door. Like, this is my room now.
Is this Spring Hill?
Tam's room, no girls.
Yes.
Is it? Nice.
Yeah. It's a nice.
Oh, you
apartment.
Got a pool?
Yeah, I got a pool.
That's a weird looking pool too.
I haven't even
been
in it.
It's in the shape of a dick.
It 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sides.
10 dicks.
It has 10 sides on
it. 10 sides? I haven't even gone to look.
It's not a square pool. It's a 10-sided pool, Tam.
Sweet.
Just look at this. Who the fuck makes a pool like that?
That is a weird fucking pool.
Huh.
It did not look that weird whenever I was driving by.
But it's just, it's like they just like halfway through the like making of it, we're just like the guy was drunk and fucking started drawing and they're like, is this what Randy really wants? It's the blueprints. All right, lay the ground. Randy wakes up like a week later and looks at it just, what?
Did I do it? Did I build the pool?
How did that get there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Two beds, two baths.
Living on the second floor. Yeah, it's. Nice. I mean, it's really, really nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'm looking at your apartments.
Yeah, it's really, really.
I'm gonna
nice.
Find where to hide. Yeah.
There's like almost four rooms because of all the closet space. Like,
damn, you have a nice walk-in closet.
Yeah, the walk-in closet
bedroom?
Is phenomenal.
Jesus. Like,
it's another place to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can like all three of us could like be in there like camping comfortably.
It sounds like a good idea.
It's got a washer dryer area. Uh-huh. That's pretty nice.
Yeah,
I'll bring the s'mores.
Does it always got a door for the washer dryer area?
Oh,
that's even
my
better.
It has a door.
You could like, well, it sucks not having a door because the washer and dryer are actually pretty loud.
Yeah,
when they're going on, the only way I can do anything on my TV or computer is I have to wear headphones.
Oh, I'm aware. This whole setup used to be downstairs near washer and dryer.
Furnace kicks on, get the washer dryer going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really tired. Last night I spent the night at my friend's house because they're going back off to college, and so we stayed up to like 3 in the morning doing stuff. Playing games and whatnot.
Were you able to take a shower?
What?
Were you able to take a shower?
No.
Oh, you must be sticky.
Yeah, I'm gross. I'm really gross. It's mainly like my face and my chest area that are sticky.
Yeah, if I don't shower, it's usually the face.
Matt, I really appreciate you turning off the black light for this podcast.
No problem. Yeah, we usually have a black light on. And in the background, I don't know if anyone can hear it. It's usually a little thing that's going...
Yeah.
Yeah. We have fun here.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really my weekend, and I'm headed off to go do fight choreography for a small film that I'm going to be in.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Two dicks, one fist?
Yes.
Will you get an IMDb credit for it?
I was going to ask for one.
Yes.
Yeah,
It's because
then we'll just need Andy to get one, and we'll all have one.
It's the opening movie to Anime NebraskaCon.
Nice.
Like their opening ceremony. Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm going to be the stunt double for one of the characters.
Oh, stunt double. That's totally credit worthy.
Yeah.
At least IMDb credit worthy.
I've been a couple butt doubles. Never got my credit, though, because they're just like, your butt's only in there for a second. I'm like, but that's worth one credit.
I mean, the butt itself could have a credit.
Andy's butt.
Not Andy, but Andy's butt.
Andy's butt. IMDb, 5 credits.
Yeah. Because then, 5 credits. But Andy would have to find like a different thing, because you're like in there as a stunt double. I can accept my IMDb credit as an executive producer.
Huh.
For Yeti, A Love Story 2, Life on the Streets.
Right.
At least you're a producer. Dude, what's the producer page look like for that thing?
I don't know. It's Kickstarter's over a certain amount. I think it's over 100. And I donated, I think, 110, 120.
Wow.
I have the script.
Wow.
You have the script?
I have the script. Yeah, it's signed by everybody.
Dude, that's really cool.
That's actually really neat. Yeah. Like paper.
Yeah, it's a paper straight up script.
All right, Yeti, A Love Story, Life on the Streets.
Yep.
Okay.
I also have a Sex Piss t-shirt.
That's random.
It's a character.
That's pretty cool, but that's random. Sex Piss. All right, let's see.
Oh, so it's a movie? Yeah. I thought it was a game. I don't know. I'm a dummy.
It's a movie. IMDb is...
I understand.
There are 16 producers.
Lots of stuff.
16 producers. I have to actually make like an IMDb profile.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So I'm not on there yet. I can like make a profile and then I have to like.
Well, I can tell you, you're already.
I have to
already...
like submit it and cross check it or something. What?
You're already better looking than this producer.
Sweet.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just what?
Is that the Yeti? Is that who they cast for the Yeti?
No.
No, that is not the Yeti.
Oh, okay.
Who is the Yeti?
Oh, God, who played the Yeti? I think I'm roughly aware of who played the Yeti.
What was the Yeti's name?
Yeti.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's also a baby Yeti named Eddie.
Oh, that's actually pretty cute.
Eddie the Yeti?
Eddie the Yeti.
That's pretty cute. I like that.
We should watch that movie.
We totally should.
Actually, yeah, like commentary, that'd be great. Yeah.
I know a couple of the people on Twitter. I should talk to them and say, hey, can we upload a commentary? They've got film festivals coming up, though, so we have to do it after that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Because they released it for Kickstarter backers, but we had to have like a special download link because they're not allowed to actually release it.
Yeah, that
makes sense.
Yeah. So you've already seen it?
I've seen it, yeah.
Oh,
how was it?
Jinx.
So the first movie was like, the first Yeti movie was obviously like a college film that was just surreal and weird. This one is actually fucking straight up funny. It is really funny.
Yeah. All right.
Did they get Danny DeVito to write it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe
so. Probably why it's funny.
Man, this would be the best credit to have. Sleazy drug dealer.
Whoa. I love it.
You know who's the best character in that movie? Is Pimp Billy Fonz.
Pimp Billy Fonz.
Dr. Lust.
Yeah, Dr. Lust was a good character.
Officer Bernie Weekend. That is a great name.
Bernie Weekend?
Adam, played by Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Pimp Billy Fonz.
Pimp Billy Fonz.
Greatest character. Some of these names are great.
Followed very closely by Sex Piss, played by Eric Gosselin.
How do you say this? Tenene?
Tenene. Let me see the character, because I might know who that is.
Oh, give me a second.
Tenene.
It's the chick in the middle there.
Tenene. Who's Tenene?
This guy, Tommy Pistol, from his profile picture, looks like the Punisher.
Oh, yeah? You
click on it. Totally not.
Alistair is a very funny character. He's always falling asleep because he's a cripple, and he says being in a wheelchair is the most comfortable thing.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, God.
That's
Tommy. That's like, Tommy Pistol has his own movie, The Gruesome Death of Tommy Pistol.
Wow!
In 2010.
The guy that played Sexpiss, Eric Gosselin, has also been a producer, I believe, for, what was it, Cake Boss?
Cupcake Wars.
Yep. All right.
He's a producer.
Wow, you know so much about this movie, Andy. It's really cool.
Yeah, this is all coming from my brain.
Off the top of your head.
How
was your week, Matt?
Good. I didn't really do anything special.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Nice, relaxing week.
Man. Eric Gosling was director, writer, producer, composer, cinematography, special effects, and actor for Psycho Sleepover.
Oh, Psycho Sleepover. I've seen bits and pieces of that.
Oh, it's on Amazon Prime.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I believe Sexpiss makes another appearance in Psycho Sleepover.
Jesus Christ, one of the murder weapons is a pizza cutter. And one of them is the shocker. It's just a hand doing the shocker. Top right.
Oh, I see it.
You gotta move around the microphone for damn. God damn, that's good.
We really need to...
Oh, one of them's a Nintendo cartridge.
Actually, you know what? He was...
How do you save this?
Eric Gosselin was sending out just links to the movie on Twitter, if you just simply asked.
Psycho Sleepover?
No, to Yeti 2.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I don't think he would be upset if I just gave you guys the link.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
I would still suggest asking, just because...
I'll probably ask him.
Yeah.
But
it's the cool thing about Twitter. It's like the direct connection to people nowadays. Yeah,
but I don't think he'll be too upset. So
that sounds good.
One of the chicks in Psycho Sleepover looks like Kristen Wiig's cousin. That just isn't that successful.
There will be nudity and mostly male.
That's fine.
Perfect. Is it from the front?
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
And then I assumed, and I was off board if it wasn't included.
God, just so much alcohol and drugs had to go into making this movie.
One of my favorite lines in Yeti 2, and I know this is a slight... Well, not really a spoiler, but I gotta share the line. When they impregnate a male with a Yeti, and Billy Fonz is like, "You're gonna be a mama, daddy." And he's like, "What?
What?
That's so funny."
You're gonna be a mama.
No, I don't like this at all.
Mama, daddy.
You're gonna be a mama, daddy.
So I'm just scrolling through IMDb here. You know what movie looks like it's just going to fucking just bomb is the Gem.
Fantastic Four.
Gem. Have you seen the trailer
it? I have not.
Oh my God. You think it would be sweet like Gem and all the like radical 80s colors? No. It's about a girl
is it a gritty reboot?
No. No. Power Rangers movie news though. That. Yeah. They're going to do like a gritty, mature kind of remake of it. And it's got all the original the original names of the Power Rangers. So that's the ones they're going with, like Jason, Kimberly, all that. Yeah, so that's cool. But yeah, it's going to be like kind of a mature one.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, they're going in the right direction.
Like you hit that hard R.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
Red Ranger bangs the Pink Ranger.
Just a 4-minute just bang scene.
Later, he's sitting up in bed and she's like, what's wrong? He's like, I can't defeat Goldar.
I've seen the Black Ranger's dick.
Things happened.
Shaped like an axe head.
When he says Mastodon, he's not fucking kidding. It looks like he's giving birth to an elephant down there.
It's like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Is he going to let go of it? No, it's not going to. It's going to eat the apple.
All right.
So I'm going to interrupt
no,
you.
No, please go on.
I had a crazy thought for a movie, and I wanted to hear your guys' opinion on it.
All right.
I told this to my friends earlier, and they said that I was batshit crazy, and it was a dumb idea.
You're going down the right alley then.
So if you could go ahead and reinforce what they're saying so it could totally ruin my whole screenwriting career.
Okay.
From the ground up.
Look, I'm the person that's supporting Schindler's Fist.
Which, speaking of that, that would be my IMDb credit.
Oh my God.
Writer, director, producer,
actor.
Oh my God, Andy, get that credit.
Fuck, that's funny. anyways, my idea. So, very high level, the scene starts with Johnny Depp, and Johnny Depp's like.
Well, we're done there.
Hold on.
instant box office success.
Thank you. That's why I picked him. Johnny Depp is like in his house being Johnny Depp, just existing as a person, not acting, being a person. And then some like space-time police come in and are just like, hey, we need you to go reenact in your movies in all of these different dimensions where the movies actually existed, and you have to be the character. So it's Johnny Depp. Imagine Johnny Depp being forced to be Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland. So he's not acting as the Mad Hatter, but Johnny Depp's just put in that role, and he acts like himself. Now, I use Johnny Depp because he has a wide range. Mm-hmm. But we could also take the same thing with, let's say, Will Smith, and go, Will Smith, in this universe.
Will Smith, yeah. Depp. Will Smith plays the same character in every movie, just a little more attitude.
But, okay, so Will Smith, it's Independence Day. I'm actually Will Smith, and I have no idea how to fly a plane. So, Will Smith, figure that out. Oh, you're Hancock? You're not actually a superhero, because you're definitely just Will Smith. Go ahead and figure this situation. Stop this bank robbery without your superpowers. And Will Smith has to figure it out. Or, like, Johnny Depp is, like, forced to, like, put scissors on his hands and be, like, emo. But he's not emo, because he's Johnny Depp. He's not Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
How much did you sniff?
How high were you?
Like,
this came to me.
Like, I'm not saying you're batshit crazy. It's just very convoluted.
I know. I understand. And I have no idea what the three-part act is, but I want to see.
Could it just be Johnny Depp losing his shit?
Ex-actor be forced to go back through his entire library of.
You know what it should be? You
in
know,
like a two-hour movie.
Have you ever seen Clockwork Orange?
No.
Okay, well, there's a scene where they basically like pry this guy's eyes open and make him watch a whole bunch of messed up stuff. That could just be 2 hours of Johnny Depp watching his movies with his eyes pried open. No! Not Alice in Wonderland. It was a cash grab. I'm sorry, guys.
But wouldn't that be like an interesting where the actor has to go replay in his own roles, but instead of him acting, he has to like be himself?
Have you ever seen Being John Malkovich?
No.
It's kind of like that, actually.
It's definitely interesting. I think logistically, it would be really hard to work out.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah, that'd be quite a bit of a
licensing nightmare.
I think as a movie, it's perfect for anyone who wants to go wall high as balls.
All right, then we have an audience.
Want to drop some PCP and go see Johnny Depp fuck with himself?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
The whole time the theater is just screaming or sleeping.
What if it was like, okay, we bring back Quantum Leap, but it's Johnny Depp jumping into his old movies.
Fucking Quantum Leap.
Would that be better?
One, the audience for Quantum Leap nowadays, none.
Or if we have Leonardo DiCaprio, like Quantum Leap back onto the Titanic.
Jumping back into Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Doing all of it. Like, he, like, Johnny Depp, like, jumps into Nightmare on Elm Street, just, like, right at the death scene, like, when he gets taken, spoilers for Nightmare on Elm Street, he gets taken into the bed.
He pulls Freddy out and just beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, and the movie
not
changes.
Not today!
Because he's seen the movie, he acted in the movie, but he's Johnny Depp, he's not the character.
Quantum Depp has an oddly good rating.
Quantum Depp.
Quantum Depp. That would be the name for that movie.
Oh my
Quantum
goodness.
Depp.
Bring back
Quantum
It's
Depp.
An 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
Dude, Quantum Leap is a good show.
Scott Bakula must look back on that and just be like,
or awesome. Quantum I actually really enjoyed Depp. Quantum Leap.
Actually, Scott Bakula probably looks back on Enterprise and went, probably shouldn't have picked that role.
I can agree with that one.
All right, you guys want to go into gaming news?
Yeah,
no.
Let's do it.
No.
These guys don't stand a chance.
All right, Andy said no.
All right. So what do we do
now? Nintendo pulls 3DS game over homebrew exploit. I'm sorry, I can't stop.
Wait, what? Read that again? Do it again! Do it again!
Nintendo pulls 3DS game over homebrew exploit.
Wow, what game?
Ironfall.
Wow.
Interesting.
Was it like, was there a part of the game where the, you know, just tell me the damn story, man.
Thanks, Andy. You're welcome. I was prepared for that.
You're so demanding.
It's a decent shooter game that you might not have heard of, but it actually started gaining some steam on the Nintendo eShop for the 3DS. They removed the game from the online store. The move came days after Jordan Smeelum Rabbit showed the title being used to launch a homebrew app.
Huh.
He hasn't distributed his Iron Hacks exploit yet, but he began encouraging 3DS users to download the title late last month. More recently, he's turned his attention to another free app, YouTube, in hopes of helping others release homebrew software on 3DS.
That's really interesting. What would you do with a homebrew software on 3DS?
Pirated them, games.
You gonna play them, the Vita games?
Yeah.
What do you?
Yeah, like, fuck
what,
yeah.
Are you gonna get Game Boy Color games? Like, what are you gonna?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Remember that time at Panera we did that Pokemon Red and Blue?
Yeah. Tournament or whatever.
We should fucking do that again.
I think I still have one of mine. I didn't get one back from Tom.
I've never worked at Panera. I don't know if I can join.
Yeah, you can.
One of us play yellow, one play blue, and one play red.
Whoever plays yellow wins. They get Pikachu plus the three starters? Don't you jerk off in the air. Don't you jerk off in the air. Dude, that game's way easy.
Fine, everyone play red.
Are we going to play the original red? Because I have the original blue, but I have fire red.
I didn't get my red back from Tom. I think I have my blue.
Because I have no problem doing everything that's being mentioned.
I just need to know. I have blue.
What colored Pokemon maybe. I need.
I will go home and in our text, I will let you know which one I have.
We should do a podcast where we like draft Pokemon. So that our final team will consist of like each of us draft like six Pokemon that are in the game.
All right.
And then like we reserve that Pokemon for ourselves.
Oh, so kind of like a fantasy Pokemon draft?
Yes.
That's actually not bad. So then we would have to go out in the game and then get those Pokemon.
Yeah, and like there's nothing saying that the other people can't get them, but when we do our final battle, they can't use them.
Now, we're going to have to set some guidelines. Do we have to beat the Elite Four before we can all battle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to beat the Elite Four.
We could also do what me and my friend, we tried to go through Fire. It was either Fire Red or Heart Gold Soul Silver together. And every 10 levels, we'd get together. All of our Pokemon would have to be at level 10. We'd get together. We'd all battle. And at level 20, we'd all get together. And we'd battle. So it wouldn't be gyms. It'd be your team has to. You have a level cap. You can't be above this. If any of your Pokemon actually level up, you can't use it in that battle because it was a 20 cap battle. So you really have to be.
Do any of you guys still have the cables?
If we play on the DSs, we don't need the cables. If we play on a DS and if we play Soul Silver Heart Gold, we don't need the cables.
Do you have a DS?
No.
I have a DS and I have a 3DS.
I have a DS
that
Lite.
Covers that. I mean, that should work. I believe.
Has there been a Pokemon game that you guys haven't played that you know nothing about?
Which is the newest one, XY or Black and White?
The absolute newest one is like the Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Right, but not the remake, like actual original. Okay, I've played Black and White then. That's the newest I've played.
I was going to say...
What's your lineage, Matt?
Okay, anything after... What came after Silver and Gold?
I have no idea.
Here, let
me look. Anything after Silver and Gold.
Okay, I've played Blue, I played Gold, I've played Fire Red... Soul Silver.
I guess I have played Fire Red, but that's...
I played White, I think.
I have.
I skipped like two or three generations, then played White, then played X and Y, and I have access to.
Andy, have
Omega
you played
Red.
Like Emerald or Ruby or Sapphire?
I have not. I was actually gonna.
I was
gonna
say,
through the
should,
ones that I've played.
Maybe we should get one that like none of us know anything about.
Dude, that would be so.
And then try and draft Pokemon that we don't even really know about.
That's not a bad idea. So I've played. I've played blue, red, yellow.
Oh shit!
Oh, I've played Heart Gold and then Black and White, and then that's it.
We could easily do like a Ruby Sapphire.
Yeah, like, Ruby Sapphire and I think Emerald.
Yeah, there's Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, and then right after that was Fire Red, Leaf Green, and then Emerald.
Okay.
God, this timeline I'm looking at is actually really convoluted.
Let me see. What did Ruby and Sapphire come out for? Oh, Game Boy Advance.
I have a Game Boy Advance.
I do not. I have a Color. And that's it.
Advance would be probably cheap to get, though.
eBay, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I'll look on GameStop.
Don't you dare. I should just beat you up for that.
Just beat me.
Tam mentioned GameStop on the podcast. Beat him up.
Man, I'm a Skylar. You would have never mentioned the GS.
Okay, $25.
Advance.
That's okay. All with new screens.
I have a friend who has the cables for the Advance.
Oh shit! Never mind. I do have an Advance. It's Marissa's old one. She gave it to me. So yes, I do have an Advanced.
Okay. Well, I don't. So I will be looking at these.
Man, remember the Game Boy Advanced SPs? The ones that had like the light on them or the backlighting, the first of the backlights.
Yeah.
Man, I actually would not mind one of them. A backlit one would be swell.
Damn, these are actually kind of pricey, dude.
I know. I'm surprised.
Do you think gamers would have a better?
Probably.
Better deal?
I bet they would.
Because, God, yeah, these are actually really pricey for kind of old, defunct.
They're not old enough to be like super nostalgic.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they're like
they're in that awkward teen phase.
I think you can also get a DS and play Game Boy Advance games through that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
you probably can.
Oh, so then my DS Lite would work,
but I don't know if we can connect the cables to battle each other via said Game Boy Advance game.
Hmm.
If we got a DS game, then we could all get a DS and then play via wireless.
Oh, Gamers has an online or an Amazon store.
Hmm. Well, while you guys are looking at that, I have the latest news on the next exclusive amiibo.
Oh, hold on.
Is it Iwata? I wanted to be Iwata.
That'd be like a heart crit clenching.
It's only available at Toys R Us, and they're releasing on September 11th. Never forget.
Is it Mario?
Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario! Fuck me!
Dr. Mario.
I was thinking it was going to be the 8-bit Mario, one of the 8-bit Marios for Mario Maker.
Oh, that would have been
neat. I'm so fucking hyped for that game.
Yeah, that game.
I've looked at some gameplay videos, and that's a neat looking game.
It will be released alongside Zero Suit Samus, Olimar, and Ganondorf.
So excited for Ganondorf. I have all the other Zelda amiibos.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I gotta get them. They're sitting up on my fireplace mantle right now. Like, well, I'm officially moved in.
All right, guys. Last story in gaming news. Twitch is playing another game.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
Dark Souls.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What?
This is something I didn't know
Twitch
they did.
Twitch plays Dark Souls.
After Pokemon, they did Metal Gear Solid.
They beat it? They beat Metal Gear Solid?
Apparently, because they went on to Dark Souls, but I don't know how they beat Metal Gear Solid.
What?
Especially when you fight a Mantis.
Dark Souls?
Or, yeah, Mantis. Yeah, where you got to switch. How do they do that?
That's a good question. I never thought Twitch was going to do anything with Pokemon, and they did it multiple times.
I can
imagine
Pokemon. Yeah. It's a 2D game, and it's a turn-based strategy RPG. I can't beat Dark Souls, and I'm a single person. I get fucking mad at that game. I don't get mad at video games.
And there's like button
general
combinations.
Dark Souls takes one mistake, and you're dead.
Yeah.
You know?
How have you watched any of the videos?
I have not.
I
really
mean, either.
Actually, I'm watching it right now.
The other day,
yesterday,
I saw the headline about them playing Dark Souls, and I was like, nope, there's no way they're gonna beat that. No way.
I want to say no way, but I've already thought that before, and they proved me wrong.
Really?
But I feel better saying no way on this one, though.
Yeah, I can't even imagine Metal Gear Solid Let alone, what if they like 100% in Metal Gear Solid? like got the big boss tag at the end. Didn't kill a single person. Didn't get scene one.
Because the thing is, there's always a handful of people trolling it. Mm-hmm. And with Dark Souls, all you need is one troll command to get through.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
Whereas Pokemon, down.
Yeah.
And so they step down and they're like, okay, well, let's go back up.
Yeah.
But in Dark Souls, it's like step right, crush, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
I just can't imagine them getting any progress.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure we'll have an update next week.
You know what, guys? I will let you know. I'm going to go to Gamers after this, the one over there on West Center, and I'll look at prices.
Okay.
So, for me to look at, we're going to go with Game Boy Advances.
I would say yes, Game Boy Advances.
Game Boy Advances, and what Pokemon are we going to lay down?
I'm not sure. Is Emerald, like... Emerald probably has all the Pokemon from both games.
Maybe.
But is it more expensive?
Well, that's the thing is, yeah, which Pokemon's going to be
more
expensive. If
so, it'll be about, like, $5. It won't be anything.
I'm willing to drop a good, like, 25 on this. Because I had fun the first time we did this Pokemon.
Yeah,
I sat in bed so many nights before work and just fucking, like, 5 more minutes of Pokemon, guys.
Okay, well, under Buy It Now on eBay, it looks like Ruby is running between $15 to $20.
Okay, that's not bad.
Sapphire is running... they're giving me Alpha Sapphire mostly. It looks about the same. It's actually looking like a little bit less. Maybe like $13 to $17.
Here we go. I found like lists by generations of Game Boys.
Oh, yeah.
For the Game Boy Advance, Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, Fire Red, Leaf Green, and then Pokemon Emerald. And then there's Mystery Dungeon.
Nothing. Welp. Emerald, it looks like, runs... So it looks like Ruby is in the middle. Emerald runs a little bit more expensive, and Sapphire runs a little bit less expensive.
I've never played Ruby and Sapphire.
Have you played Emerald?
What's Emerald?
Emerald is like the yellow to Ruby and Sapphire.
Oh, it is? We could all just get Emerald.
I was going to say, like, we could all get Emerald, but if... Like, maybe if there's not, like, huge differences, we could each get one different...
Yeah.
Like someone gets Sapphire, someone get Ruby, and someone get Emerald.
I could agree with that.
Yeah. While you're doing that, look that up. We're going to go into gaming news. And then, Andy, you can catch up with us.
Yeah, I will.
See you later.
Making my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
All right. Disney is looking up. They're investing in mind reading technology.
Disney?
Disney.
Well, someone said that they were going to take over the world.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, cool, but...
They funded a neurotech company. They gave them $120,000. Oh, they gave $120,000 to one FEM and $120,000 to Emotiv, another brain science startup.
That doesn't seem like a lot of money for mind reading technology. $120,000? That doesn't seem like a lot.
They can track mental performance, monitor emotions, and control virtual objects with thoughts.
They're going balls deep with this whole Star Wars purchase.
Oh.
I saw an estimate of how much Disney might make off of Star Wars like toys and marketing stuff. Someone said like $3.3 billion.
Lucas gave up the rights to the toys?
They own LucasArts.
He's kind of a dummy for that.
No, he's not. Did you see what he did with his $4 billion? He basically turned around and invested it all in education.
That's cool.
Yeah, all $4 billion, because he doesn't need any more damn money.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for him. Thank you, George Lucas.
Yeah, like
Jar Jar Binks and all.
Like, I also saw an interview where he's like, I liked Jar Jar Binks. My inspiration from him was Goofy.
Yeah, I bet you did like Jar Jar Binks, you asshole.
Yeah.
England is exploring electric car charging lanes.
That would be
lanes
neat.
That you drive on them and they charge.
You know, that reminds me of bumper cars.
bumper car.
Where they have the ceiling with the little thing.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So that'd be pretty interesting. Also, it would extend the life of your electric car. Which I read an article recently where they're saying that someone did like a coast-to-coast United States test on an electric car, and they got coast-to-coast with...
Off one charge?
Not one charge, but there was enough charging stations available that they could actually charge.
Wow.
And that's kind of one of the biggest drawbacks of electric cars. There's not a lot of places to fill up.
Tesla's crying in his grave. Tears of joy. Fuck you, Edison.
Apparently you want Emerald if you want the definitive edition, you want a challenge, and you want to rematch gym leaders. Other than that, like most Pokemon games, each version has its own...
Has its own Pokemon.
Like, its own... Like, you can't get this Pokemon in this version. You have to trade, so like, all the other ones.
So does Emerald have its own specific, or does it have all of
Emerald
them?
Emerald has all of them that are in Ruby and Emerald, except... Except, like, a couple bug ones.
Okay.
Dude, bugs are my favorite.
A lot of psychics, actually. Like, three psychics. But altogether, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 Pokemon that aren't in Emerald.
So, should we do one Emerald, Sapphire, and Ruby?
Not a bad idea.
Sure, that's fine.
It's not a bad idea. Okay. What do you guys want?
I'm going to text my girlfriend and see if, because she's a Poke fanatic.
Okay, see if she has.
See if she has any copies of any of them. And if so, then I'll just take whatever.
Okay, sweet. There is a patch that delivers drugs to you when you flex your skin.
That's crazy.
Each drug patch consists of an elastometer with microcapsules across its surface that just halfway out. That jut halfway out of the film on the side that touches the patient's skin. Each one of those microcapsules is filled with drug-loaded nanoparticles, which are designed to slowly release their compounds into the capsule.
Jeez, that's like the future of shots right there.
When it is stretched and then contracted, say you bend a knee or something like that, the microcapsules become permeable and the drugs inside are passed into microneedles, which pump them directly into your skin.
That's like the future of Icy Hot right there.
The microneedles are small enough that you don't even feel it, but they're large enough to allow the drugs to diffuse into your bloodstream.
That's microneedles.
After stretching and relaxing, the microcapsules get recharged as drugs continue to leak out of the nanoparticles.
Wow. Dude, that's some futuristic. Could you see just fucking with someone? Hey, bro, how's it going? High five. Got a patch on your hand now. Actually, that'd be perfect for Bill Cosby.
God damn it.
Do you see it's up to like 50 people now?
He's had a long time.
I guess, but 50, that's just, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of Quaaludes, man.
I just texted my girlfriend, do you have any copies of Emerald, Ruby, or Sapphire Pokemon games for the Game Boy Advance? She's like, I have all three. And I was like, for the Game Boy Advance? So we're waiting a response. This might be way more awesome than we thought.
Yeah, free.
I'm dripping with anticipation.
Tam is literally sweating like so hard right now.
Not from my face. From my
not
my
a dry lungs. Panty in the room.
Okay, so while we're waiting on her, we'll go into news. She can catch up with us later.
Bye, Abby. You want the news? You can't handle the news. This is news on 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
A Florida woman who faces a DUI charge after crashing her car into an apartment building told police her dog was to blame and they should arrest her pet instead of her.
Yeah.
I wonder if right beforehand she had an epiphany about a movie starring Johnny Depp.
Let me just shake. Like, I can't shake my head any harder and disagree.
She smelled
of
booze and was acting confused.
Probably because
when they found her in the apartment after the accident. She admitted to being behind the wheel during the incident. She said her dog was responsible for the crash.
What kind of dog was it?
What if they found her like in the car in the apartment? Like that's where they found her, like in her apartment.
I was just home, Ossifer. It's pretty cool. Mittens, what the fuck?
I am allowed to be drunk in my own house. Thank you. This half of the car is in my house.
This is basically my garage.
I'm just looking looking at some of these articles on the side.
Dude, I love side articles. So good.
Woman dies after jumping into crocodile pond. Did you hear about the guy that died after taunting crocodiles?
Yes. Like, what do you expect is going to be the outcome of that?
He said something like, fuck the crocodiles, and the crocodiles killed.
I saw this really funny gif on Imgur. This guy walks by this monkey, flips it off, and the monkey just straight attacks him.
Are we just breezing over the fact that the crocodiles understood him?
God. That's
Tam, you've cracked this case wide open.
I know.
You know what I've never understood? You know when they put deer crossing signs up?
How do they know the deer know?
Yeah.
That's where they should cross.
There is a funny.
I feel like a comedian did something like that.
There was a lady that actually called into a radio station.
That's where I heard it.
And it's on YouTube.
Yes, that's like, where I heard
why
it.
Why don't they just move the deer crossing sign?
Like, yep.
You know.
The radio people are trying so hard to like not just laugh like, in this person's face, too.
You know, they put those up to warn us.
Yeah.
They don't really know.
Yes, that was making the rounds a couple years ago.
I wonder how much time we'd have to go through Congress to get the deer crossing signs to move.
Could you see them arguing that on C-SPAN?
Yes.
Like some fucking buck is up there filibustering trying to get the sign to stay where it is. Starts to headbutt another one. We gotta break it up.
Whoa, no violence in Congress, guys.
All the congressmen have to wear the orange vests.
Cheney would probably shoot a couple.
Yeah.
Just face
it's for
shots.
Cheney. Not for anybody else.
What do you expect if you taunt a crocodile? What do you expect?
I have been told never smile at a crocodile.
Your mom?
Peter Pan taught me that.
Oh. Was like, your mom tell you that?
Peter Pan is my mother, yeah.
A man in a bear costume harasses a mother bear and cubs.
I think I might have saw a picture of it somewhere.
Authorities want to talk to a man who donned a fairly realistic bear costume, head and all, and wore it when harassing a mother bear and two cubs trying to feed on pink salmon in the Alaska River.
Huh.
The incident happened Monday at the Chilkoot River near Haines, Alaska.
Choku.
It wasn't immediately known what the man was trying to accomplish.
But his dog was to blame.
Yeah.
Duh.
Wow. Alaskan game and fish technician Lou Senecola moved the sow out of the way for the man's safety and then tried to talk to the man, which another man said is a little outside Senecola's normal duties. He said, our job is to count fish.
Wow, what a job.
One,
the
two.
The guy in the costume was just like, I'm Ralph Burr.
Oh, Ralph Bear. Rest in peace.
Moment of silence. I'm a bear.
Ralph Bear. He's here. Oh, it goes to Ralph Bear.
A 33-year-old Florida man has logged his 32nd arrest in Florida after deputies found drugs in his vehicle during a traffic stop.
32nd.
Walton County Sheriff's deputies say he was driving with a suspended driver's license. Wow, no shit. According to an arrest report, deputies searched the vehicle after a positive alert from a police dog and found a Red Bull can under the center console. Inside, they found 4.6 grams of ice, a form of methamphetamine.
Oh, okay.
5.3 grams of marijuana. And a spoon and several baggies. He was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and intent to sell or distribute marijuana.
And baggies.
Oh, this is the first Pokemon to have double battles.
So whenever I heard you say 32nd, mm-hmm. I didn't hear 3-2. I heard 3-0 time, like 30 seconds.
Okay.
And I was like, a 30-second arrest? Well, that makes zero sense.
That was quick.
No, that was the quickest. They were like, you're under arrest.
Just take me.
Just put him in the handcuffs, immediately uncuff him. All right, you're free to go. It's like some fucking SpongeBob stole a balloon shit. Yeah, on free balloon day.
This, I guess, iteration of Pokemon has really good ratings. 9.5, 9.5,
yeah.
Sweet. 9 out of 10.
That's why whenever they had the remakes just now, and the reviewer reviewed it really heavily, all the it has an eight on IGN because of too much water. That's where that meme comes from because this game was beloved, the original, and then they remade it, and the person who reviewed it didn't like the game, so the internet went crazy.
There's too much water.
There's too much water.
That was really one of the like.
That was one of the criticisms.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is on like a coast, so there's an abundance of water Pokemon.
Yeah, like,
and so it's just it's. I mean,
the island is surrounded by water. If I'm correct.
Reflect. I mean, that it's that reviewer's personal belief. Like it's their opinion. They can think it has too much water.
It's a freaking peninsula, man.
A review is just an opinion.
Kind of looks like Hawaii almost.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. I'm sure we will update everyone on our Pokemon.
Yeah, we need to set some rules.
Yeah, we need to set some rules. We need to. Oh, should we do a Nuzlocke?
A what?
Oh my goodness, yes.
That's where if your Pokemon faints, you have to release it.
No!
That would be.
No! Because I play my Pokemon hard to the last drop.
I say yes because that means whenever we battle, we have to release all those Pokemon.
Then we have to do one battle because if we had to do it every 10 levels, we would just be like wiping each other's Pokemon parties out.
That means you actually have to catch Pokemon. Like you want to catch Pokemon close to that level. You don't get to raise one up from two.
Oh, but see, that's my favorite thing is I love raising Pokemon.
You ready to release that starter, Andy?
No.
Well, I don't think you can release a starter, can you?
Totally.
Can.
Yeah. They, I think
Twitch did it.
After
they did.
Yes. Yeah.
See a Charmeleon.
Oh no!
Right. Well, we will keep you guys updated. We will come up with rules. We'll just put that one on the table.
There will be rules.
There will be rules.
Meeting adjourned.
So, the place you could probably find most of those rules is our Facebook page, facebook.com/3ComboPodcast, twitter.com/3ComboPC, find us on YouTube, search 3ComboPodcast, and email us with rules at 3ComboPodcast@gmail.com.
If you guys have any suggestions.
So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.